Prophet Susan, open us up in prayer, please, woman of God.
Our Father, we thank you for allowing us to come to the altar, Lord God, at such a time as this. Father, we recognize that you are holy, you're high, you're lifted up. And we say, Lord God, hallowed be your holy name in all the earth, oh God. Our Father God, we come, Lord God, to your altar with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord God, and with a praise on our lips, oh God, for you have been good to us. God, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. But when we look around, Lord God, we can still see your goodness, our Father, and your handwork all across the land, oh God. And nobody has made all of these things that we see out here in nature but you, oh God. Now, Father, we tell you thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here. For it's nothing but a privilege and an honor to be able to be in your presence. And for you to allow us a chance to worship you, to glorify you, to walk around on your green earth, oh God, and to look and count our blessings, oh God. That you have blessed us among measure, oh God, and among many. And you have given us, oh God, all things that pertaineth unto godliness, oh Lord. How to be able to do what we need to do in order to please you, God. You've given us all of the necessities, oh God. Hallelujah, to make your name great. Hallelujah, to praise your name, to let others know of your deeds. Hallelujah, among us, your people. Our Father, ask you to forgive us of all our sins. Help us in every weakness and shortcoming and struggle, oh God, that's going on in our life. Our Father, we bring all of our cares and we cast them on you, oh God, because you promised that you care for us. Our Father God, you promised that whatever we need, you will provide. Hallelujah. For the earth is the Lord. It's yours, oh God, the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. Our Father, I pray for the ushering of your Holy Spirit all over this prayer line and all in us on this line. Get all through in us, oh God, in activation for a drink from your fountain that never, ever runs dry. I thank you, God, that you are able to satisfy.
Yes,
you're more than enough for this, whatever we're going through, pandemic-wise,
yes,
or even in our own household, in our mind, in our body, in our spirit. You are more than enough. I thank you for being our medicine. I thank you this morning that we woke up with you on our mind, that we saluted you with this new day. Hallelujah. And we set you before it, oh God, knowing that we couldn't make no decision that was right without you. And I give you the glory, God. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for the one who had was coordinated and it is your shot. Everyone that's on it, oh God.
I want to take
you for everyone who's ever been on this prayer line. Thank you for everyone who shall come and join this prayer line. Thank you for what you're doing, oh God, to and through us, oh God, for your glory. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us, oh God, to forgive others, oh God, just as you have freely forgiven us in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You have no place here in our life. You have no place in this time of our life. You have no place in our community, in our fellowship. You have no place in our mind. You have no place and no right in the season that you, that God has given us in it, but you witness it, whatever good, bad, ugly, and indifferent, you have no place. And we don't invite you in. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood over every call on this line, every family member that we're connected to, wherever we shall track back to after we get off of this call, oh God. I pray, God, that you overtake us with your glory. Hallelujah. And be the better from being on this prayer line today. God, I ask you for strength for each and every last one of us on this line. Not only us who are reflected, but those who are connected to us, God. God, allow your spirit, oh God, to travel, oh God. Hallelujah. To all destinations, oh God. That people can be able to see you when they see us. That they don't only just see us, but they see the God in us. In the name of Jesus. God, we want to make, hallelujah, your name great. We want to glorify you in every circumstance, in every condition, in your child, every season, oh God. We want to find a reason to bless you now. Hallelujah, God, that you are good and you are greatly to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that everything that you do, You do it with your love all in it. There's nothing that you do apart from your love, because love is you, oh God, and God, you are love. I thank you today. Hallelujah, God. God, all around in this earth realm, whatever the different challenges are, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you make peace be still, oh God. For you are the God of peace. God, I pray for the fruit of your spirit, oh God, to be manifest, oh God, and cast among all situations and all circles and people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, kindness, oh God. Help us, oh God, to exercise, Lord God. Hallelujah. Faith, oh God. Love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, self-control, oh God. Hallelujah. Gentleness, oh God. Hallelujah. Every one of your pieces of fruit, oh God. Hallelujah. For you will let us know that a tree shall be known by its fruit. Help us, oh God, that we bear good fruit so people can be able to see that we are your trees of righteousness. Without us even having to open our mouth, that they will know that we belong to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah for how you're keeping all who are going through, oh God, who have had the virus, Lord God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep them encouraged, oh God. Lord God, we pray for over financial, oh God, situations. We pray over, God, emotions. We pray over, God, over the mind. We pray over everything, the food, Lord God. Hallelujah. The conditions, oh God, of being able to eat food and be able to digest it, oh God. For those who don't have an appetite, that you would give them back that appetite, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for anybody that's depressed, oh God, you break the spirit of depression off of them, the spirit of defeat, oh God. Help them to know that they are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. God, help us to be about soul winning. Help us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Bless, Lord God. Richly, little shandy little sticky old shandy robo shop. Help a woman, little sticky old shop. Everyone who's looking for someone to give them a word, oh God. Help them to know that you're giving them every word that they need for their situation. Yes, hallelujah. Lord. All on this line for those who are looking and standing and waiting for a fresh word. Help them, oh God, to receive your fresh word today. If it's only one verse, Lord God, it's more than enough to take them through whatever challenge, whatever season, whatever the condition, Lord God, and help them to receive your word, oh God, and eat your word for breakfast, eat it for lunch, eat it for a snack, and eat it for dinner. Thank you right now, God. Help us, well, we need to fast. Help us to implement fasting again when we have perhaps come away from our fasting. And you know how to show us how to do it, oh God. There's so many ways that you can help us to know how to fast, oh God. God, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, not only for the stimulus check that you're going to bless to go forth, but all these other financial revenue streams that you're going to allow to go forth and that are going forth. I thank you right now, God. Give us, Lord God, a good decision of how to handle what you give us, oh God, even in the midst of this situation, this pandemic, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that even when we're going through, make us look good while we're going through. Give us, oh God, a garment of praise to be able to walk up on stuff that wants to walk up on top of us. Give us words to say that we speak life instead of death. Give us words, oh God, that we know how to walk on and do warfare even in the midst, oh God, of things, Lord God, that we don't understand. And even in the midst of foolishness, oh God, help us, oh God. Give us the integrity, oh God, that we need to maintain, oh God, and keep the main thing the main thing. Oh, give us a language, oh God, and a strategy for success, a strategy, oh God, for how to win the day, a strategy, oh God, how to win over every situation going on in our life, and then to be able to share strategies for those who are going through that we know of, who are perhaps not walking close with you, but you feed us enough that we can be able to help feed them in the name of Jesus, and help us to point them to you, oh God, so they don't become clinging to us, but they will be able to develop, oh God, hallelujah, that connection with you, what they need, oh God, to know how to come to you, oh God, for themselves. God, I pray that you make this walk, hallelujah, that what we're walking and living so spiritually attractive that others want to know, hallelujah, what do we do? How do we make time? What's our, hallelujah, method of how we're able to stay connected and stay filled up with your word and to stay encouraged and stay up in our spirit, God. Make us so spiritually attracted through the power of the unction and your fire and your Holy Ghost that others want to know how to be able to put him on and to be able to walk and live freely with him in their lives as well. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We're thankful unto you, oh God, and we'll forever bless your name. You exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask or think. I thank you right now for doing Psalm 34:19 in our life. I thank you right now for doing Isaiah 43:19 in our life. I thank you right now for doing Matthew 6:33 in our life. I thank you right now, oh God, hallelujah, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and of a sound mind. I thank you right now that you have told us that, behold, I give you power to walk, hallelujah, power over scorpions, serpents, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall thy enemies through you. I thank you right now for John 10:10, that you have not given us, hallelujah, but what you've given us, you said in John 10:10, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I thank you right now for that word, oh God. Let your word, Lord God, dwell richly in us. I thank you right now for Isaiah 54:17. I thank you right now for Isaiah 54:15. That different ones who come out against us to end up surrendering to us. Hallelujah. I thank you right now for your word. I thank you right now, oh God, for Psalm 60:12, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for Isaiah 49:25, that you will contend with those who contend with us. In the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you for your word. And I pray your word, oh God. I say what you say, oh God. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I thank you, Lord, for your word. And I pray it. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you, God.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Papa Susie. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to the prayer line that things change when you pray. My name is Valencia Scott. I am the host of this line, and the co-host is Pastor Money. I don't believe she made it in yet, but we have to move forward. We have our opening scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 2:7-16. Talk the answer, not the problem. The answer is in God's word. You must have knowledge of that word, revelation and knowledge. And that is 1 Corinthians 2:7-16. May a blessing be to the readers and hearers of his holy word. And I'm about to read a prayer from out of the book, that prayer that avails us much. And after that, we're going to be moving forward with the word. And it says, I am a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a physical body. My spirit is the candle of the Lord God. My Father is guiding me into all the truth through my spirit. I am a child of God, born of the Spirit of God, filled with the Spirit of God and led by the Spirit of God. I listen to my heart as I look to my spirit inside me. The Holy Spirit gives direction to my spirit and illumination to my mind. He leads me in the way I should go in all the affairs of life. He leads me by an inward witness. The eyes of my understanding are being enlightened. Wisdom is in my inward parts. His love is perfected in me. I have unction from the Holy One. I am becoming spiritual conscious. I listen to the voice of the Spirit and obey what my spirit tells me. I listen to my spirit, for I walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I examine my leading in the light of his word. I trust in the Lord all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways I acknowledge him and he directs my path. I walk in the light of God's word. I will educate and train and develop my human spirit. The word of God shall depart out of my mouth. I meditate therein day and night. Therefore, I shall make my way prosperous. I will have good success in life. I am a doer of the word and put on the word first. My spirit man, and thanks be unto God always, because he triumphant. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Is Trusty Money on?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay, it's Bishop. Is Bishop with you, Pastor?
I don't know if he called in. Let me see.
Okay.
I think he's surprised.
Okay, okay. Well, it's in your hand, Pastor, and I come behind you.
Okay. All right. What were you
praise
reading from?
Okay, I was just reading a prayer. I haven't even went to the scriptures or nothing. They were just out of prayer book.
Oh, okay. What scripture are we doing tonight?
Okay, we got scripture Matthew. Hold on. We have Matthew 14:22-32. Matthew 14:22-32.
All right. I'm just going to read as the Spirit leads me.
Tithe. Okay. Hallelujah.
Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Later that he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because of the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
With the disciples. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid."
Mm-hmm.
Peter, "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come onto the water." Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" Peter was doing good. And this is us. This is us.
Yep.
Self-included.
Yep.
Self-included. Mm-hmm. As long as we question and believe in God, we're doing the impossible. We are the miracle at hand. You understand me? Because to walk on water without sinking, that in itself is a miracle. Okay, so Peter was already doing the miraculous thing, okay? Then he took his eyes off of the miracle, which is Jesus, and he began to worry. He began to worry about the wind. Now, mind you, if Jesus says come, he gave you permission to come. He knew there would be winds. You understand me? He knew there would be temptation. He knew there would be trials. He knew all the things you would have to face. He knew the bills would come. He knew you would be laid off. He knew you there would be a season in your life when you don't have no money and you're wondering how you're going to make. Jesus knew all these things were going to come. But at the same time, our job is not to get scared at the consequences and scared at the situations that we're facing. Our job is at all times focus on the source of our income, the source of our strength. Focus on the one who's able to calm the winds. Focus on the one who's able to renew, restore, replenish, redeem. Focus on the one who's able to calm the storm. We're worried about the storm. Don't worry about the storm. Focus on he who sent the storm. He who is able to calm the storm. Who is he who is able to bring you through the storm? We worry about the wrong things at times. And that's where we get in trouble. We get in trouble and we begin to sink into depression. We begin to sink into suicidal thoughts. We begin to sink into all kinds of sin. And we begin to drift away. Because as long as your faith is being weakening, you're drifting away from God. You understand? Your faith is what strengthens you. You hear me? While you're holding on, you're trusting and you're believing against all odds. You're trusting and you're believing. Come what may, you're trusting and believing. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on, you're trusting and believing. There lies your strength. When you begin to worry, you begin to get weak.
Yep.
When you begin to stress, excuse me. When you begin to stress, you begin to get weak.
Mm.
You can't sleep comfortably at night. You can't really focus. You can't really function because you're so stressed out about the bills. Husband's not acting right. Wife isn't acting right. Children aren't acting right. Eviction notice, turn off notice, car's not acting right. Nothing's acting right in your life. So because it seems like nothing is going right,
you begin to stress. And that stress brings other sicknesses in your life. Okay? So when you take your eyes off Jesus, it means you begin to lose faith. You begin to lose faith and you begin to lose focus on Him. Mm. And as you begin to lose focus, you start focusing on the wrong things, not knowing that those things that you're focusing on, they are the reason why you're getting sick. They are the reason why you're so stressed out. They are the reason why you can't sleep comfortably at night. Because your eyes are on the situation instead of your eyes being on God.
There you go. There you go.
When you think, when your eyes are stayed on Jesus, when your mind is stayed on Jesus, no matter what's going on, you're not going to be moved. You're not going to shake. You're not going to break because you know He will work it out.
Man.
If Tito had said, you know what? Yep, the winds are howling at me. Yep, all that is going crazy. The world is going crazy. Corona's taking over. There's no job. There's no income. Everything's going crazy. But you know what? In spite of what's happening, God is able. And because God is able, I will make it through this. And not only will I make it through this, I will come out shining as pure gold. You understand what I'm saying? He could have stopped it from happening, but He allowed it to happen. So since He allowed it to happen, I'm going to go through praising. I'm going to go through praying. I'm going to go through worshiping. I'm going to go through magnifying Him. I'm going to go through glorifying Him. In spite of what's going on, nothing's going to stop my praise. Nothing's going to stop my worship. Nothing's going to interfere with my faith. God will make a way somehow. I'm going through some things right now. Corona is all around me. People are sick. People are dying. People are infected. Yep. But in spite of what they're going through, my mind is stayed on Jesus. My faith is in Jesus. The Lord will make a way somehow. He's going to bring me through it. He brought me to it. He's going to bring me through it. And I'm be all right. My family and I, we're going to be all right. Why? Because I'm praying, and my prayers are reaching heaven, and my faith is in God. And as long as my faith is in God, it's going to be all right.
Amen. Right.
So then nothing weakens me. Doubt and fear. Doubt and fear will weaken you, cause you to lose your mind, cause you to start popping all kind of pills, start you to feel like you want to run around. A chicken with his head cut off, cause you to throw your hands up in the air and say, I give up. Doubt and fear will cause you to pull the trigger. Doubt and fear will cause you to want to jump off a bridge. Doubt and fear will cause you to want to go drink bleach. But in the name of Jesus, I cancel doubt and fear. I cancel every ounce of doubt, every ounce of fear upon your life right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, download faith into our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Give us more faith so we can withstand the test of times. Because this is only a and this too shall pass.
Amen.
If you believe that, if you believe that in the name of Jesus, yes, I see hundreds of thousands of people dying all around me. But in the name of Jesus,
we're
going to be all right.
That's right.
When you begin to walk like that, when you begin to talk like that, when you begin to live like that, in the name of Jesus, you will fear nothing that the enemy throws
at you. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nothing. Death is knocking at my door in the name of Jesus. I shall not be afraid. They said there's a famine coming in the land. God will send manna from heaven. Hallelujah. Yes. I ain't worried about nothing. You got an eviction notice? In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If they put me out of it, God will put me into something better. I ain't worried about it.
That's right.
We need to have the kind of attitude. I ain't worried about it because I already prayed about it.
Hey, can I read a couple of scriptures real fast?
Bishop, welcome.
Yeah. Hey, Honor Bishop. How y'all doing? Can I read a couple of scriptures? How y'all doing?
Yes,
hey, look, I just want to read this real fast before I start driving. Okay, I just come out of this house. I'm in Luke 9:23. I'm gonna read two different versions, but I have an Amplified Bible. Okay, I want y'all to see something real fast. Okay, I'm gonna read a couple of scriptures though. Okay, I'm gonna let the word talk for itself. All right, Luke 9:23-24. This is the Amplified version. This one Amplified version. Jesus said to all, If any person wills to come after me, let him deny himself, disown himself, forget himself, lose sight of himself, lose sight of his own interests, refuse and give up himself, take up his cross and follow me, cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example in living. Why, here's the last part. This is what I want y'all to hear. If need be, in dying also. In dying also. So now, and hold on, Jesus. In the beginning, you're telling me to deny myself. Now you're telling me if I need to die for my faith? Come on, if need be, this is Jesus talking. He's talking about those who have totally surrendered, those who have given up everything for him. That's who he's talking to right now. And watch this, we're living in that time right now where you're going to have to really, you can't worry about this life. Amen. But let me read out another Amplified Bible. He said, Jesus was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, watch this. Listen at this carefully. As my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests, and take up his cross daily, expressing a willingness to endure. Watch this. Expressing a willingness to endure what? Ever may come and follow me, believe in me, conforming to my example in living. And then watch this, if need be, suffering and perhaps dying because of faith in me. Oh my God. All right, now watch this. I want to read a couple more scriptures. And like I said, I'm going to let the word talk for itself, okay? This is where we're supposed to be. Right now is one of the greatest times for us to go out there. We should be protesting. We should be evangelizing. Amen. What should the word say?
Amen.
What should the word say? The word said, behold, I give unto you. I give unto you. I give unto you. I give unto you. Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
So watch this. So now, when I'm believing in the finishing work of Jesus, can't nothing touch me. When I touch somebody, I get rid of this world. I'm looking for people I can hug. With coronavirus.
Yeah.
I hope they'll be full blown with it. So when I hug them, they can see the work of Jesus.
Come on now.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I just gave you the word. He gave you, what you got to realize is that he gave you his power as your very own power. Oh my God. Now watch this. He said, I give you the word. Then the scripture said, behold, I give unto you. The most important word in that scripture is behold. If you don't see yourself with that power, stay inside. Wear your mask and stay 6 feet from the people. You gotta be true to yourself. If you don't see yourself with the power of God. Oh, wait, hold on, y'all. I ain't finished yet. I'm gonna pull out. I'm supposed to be all these people, y'all, right now yet. But I gotta give y'all this here. One more scripture. Pay attention to the word. Now, I'm not saying this. I didn't make this up. It's in my Bible. But I believe some people say this stuff out their Bible. Amen.
Bishop.
Yeah.
Bishop.
Yeah.
I want you to go to the people were healed by Peter's shadow. Peter's shadow alone. If you are a disciple of Christ,
Peter's anointing.
His shadow alone, people were healed.
Heal the people.
You're anointed.
Let me read this one scripture for y'all real fast. Let me read this one scripture for y'all one day. I got to put this in y'all ears. I'm going to start at 1 John. I'm in a New Living Translation in this one, so you can understand it even more better, okay? Watch this. Starting at 1 John, 2 chapter, starting at verse 3. And we can be sure that we know him if we obey him, if we obey his commandments. Another word for that word obey is believe. Because what you believe is what you obey. To believe is to be obedient, to be obedient, to believe. Whatever you believe is what you're going to be obedient to. Amen. I'm going to say that one more time. Whatever you believe is what you're going to be obedient to. So if you believe the government, you're going to be obedient to what he say. If you believe God, you're going to be obedient to what God say. Amen. Now watch this. Watch what the word say. So if someone claims I know God, but doesn't obey God, but doesn't believe God, but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love him. Watch this. That is how we know we are living in him. Here go the last part, number 6. This one here, you ought to write it down. Those who say they live in God should live their life as Jesus did. Was Jesus ever sick? Did Jesus run from leprosy, which was worse than coronavirus? Come on,
yes,
somebody.
Yes.
He didn't run from that stuff. He went in the midst of it. And what happened? Everybody got healed. There was ten lepers sitting there. Man, can you imagine how powerful that leprosy was at that moment? But it wasn't, watch this, but it was no power compared to the power of God, or compared to the power in a child of God. My brothers and sisters, as on this line, if you're on this line, retain the word by faith. Go look up the word retain. It got 4 meanings. I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to just give you the word retain. Go look up that word retain and exercise that word. And watch how God works in your life. Just say, look, Lord, look, you know I'm not all the way there. Look, but your power is in my hand, so I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe, and I'm going to watch your power go to work. But watch this, though. Here go the thing. You can't ask God to do something he told you to do. God deliver him. Lord, heal him. No, he told you to do it. He said, I'll back you up, though, when you open your mouth. Now, here goes another prayer that God ain't answering. And if you don't believe me, just check statistics. God is not answering the prayer. When you're asking God to do something, he done already done. God will not go against his order. Lord, I need questions. Lord, first of all, you're asking God to go heal somebody. God told you to do it. Now you're asking God to deliver you. You're telling God, when you tell God to deliver you, you're telling God you don't believe what happened on the cross. Because on the cross, coronavirus was solved. The problem was solved. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Y'all want me to prove it? Y'all want me to prove it? Let me prove it then. Isaiah, let's go all the way back to Isaiah. He was 14 generations before Jesus got here. Y'all hear this word all the time. All the time you hear it. He was bruised for your iniquity. Notice the first two words. He was bruised for your iniquity. He was wounded for your transgression. He was, watch it, the chastisement was upon him for your peace. Was, and by his stripes you healed. Come on, hold on, God. Jesus ain't got here yet. He said, watch it, I don't operate in time. I had it already put it in place. Come on, somebody. The Bible said that Jesus came in the fullness of time. He came at the right time. Amen. He knew coronavirus was going to be here. He gave you the power to get rid of it. Stop running. It's running from you. And watch this. It's like roaches, bro. When you turn on a light, they got to get out of there. Come on, somebody. Turn your light on and get that roach called coronavirus out of your leg. Amen.
Go ahead, Bishop. Go ahead.
Hey, go ahead, Pastor. Y'all need to stop running the roaches, though. Turn on the light. Flip the switch.
It is
the anointing that breaks the yoke.
Yeah.
Understand? The anointing that God has placed on our lives, it breaks every yoke. It breaks sickness, diseases, whatever the enemy will throw at us. God did not create this virus. The enemy did. However, we have the power. God gave us the power to tread on serpents and cast out demons. This is a spiritual warfare that we are in. You hear me?
Yes, we are.
This is a spiritual war. This unseen enemy, this is spiritual warfare. We have the power to bind it up and send it back to the pit of hell from where it came from. How do you do that? You have to first believe in your heart. You have to believe when you pray. You have to believe when you speak that God said, whatsoever you speak, it will come to pass. Abide in me and let my word abide in you, and you shall have whatsoever you speak. We need to activate our faith and speak by faith in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against every sickness and disease. You can't be scared of it. I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for 28 years, okay? I'm a nurse, and I've been a nurse for 28 years. I will not tell you not to wear your mask. I won't tell you that. Because this thing, it appears in droplets, and especially if you have underlying health conditions, I'm going to tell you wear your mask for safety reasons. You understand me? But while you're wearing your mask, you are praying. You are praying. I would never tell you to go into a car and not put on your seatbelt just because you have the Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is to you, you are not to be afraid of what is out there. You have to walk by faith, knowing and believing that God is the anointing that's upon your life. The blood of Jesus is covering you. Therefore, nothing shall hurt you nor harm you. You have to believe that. You have to believe that. You have to believe that. It is not the mask that's protecting you. It is the blood of Jesus that's protecting you from every virus, every disease, every attack of the enemy. So do not, the most essential mask that you can wear, the most essential equipment that you can put on right now, it is the helmet of salvation. Gird up your loins with truth. Put on your breastplate of righteousness. And plead the blood of Jesus over your life and over the lives of your children and your entire household.
I want to say this here too. Listen, y'all. I'm like Pastor. Okay, in a sense. Okay, in a sense I am. Okay. If you lack in faith, ask God to help you on belief. Ask God to help. Let me say this with y'all. God will not work in your life just to be working in your life because you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord. You know, we had that, like a question. Let me put it this way. It's like a baby. You know, when you have that baby, you feed that baby, you pull that baby, you got to change that baby. You know, you wing that baby until it's at a certain age. And that's what God do with us. And God showed this to me so clear. And that's what he do with us. He wing us. You know, we'll have what they call those divine interventions, you know, whereas that we didn't even pray and we got saved. We'd be like, oh, Lord, we know it was God. Amen. All of us have had that moment, especially when we got saved. Even sometimes, some of us, even like me, before I got saved. Come on, somebody. I should be dead right now. All the bullets them flew at me. Amen. But at the same time, that was divine intervention. But then it came a time in my life, those divine interventions weren't happening. I'm like, Lord, what happened? What's that way? Hold up. I thought because I'm your child, all you automatically know. No, God said, no, you got to believe me now. You got to believe my word now. So I gave you the measure of faith. I gave you what you need so you can operate in me. Because the Bible says in Romans 14:23, anything that's not in faith is sin. That's when you're sinning, when you're not walking in faith. When you're not walking in faith, you in sin. That scared me. I'm telling you, it scared the hell out. Can I say it like this? He scared the hell out of me. All the hell that was in me, it scared me. Amen. So from that day, so I asked God, I said, hold on. So what do I do now? I need to walk in this faith. Oh, I need to walk in this faith. He said, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. So now, then God brought me back to when I confessed him as my Lord. The word confess means saying the same thing. I shouldn't be saying no more than what God says. That's why Jesus said, that's why the word said we should live as Jesus did. Jesus said, I don't say no more than what the Father tell me to say. I only do what I what the Father tell me to do. That's the way we supposed to be. And then watch this, y'all. We truly don't have no excuses. Because if you go in Ephesians 1 and 3, if you go in 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4, you'll see that God has given us everything we need to live a godly life. But here go the greatest part. Here go the greatest part about it, though. If you truly repent, if you truly repent, the word repent means to return back on high. Watch this now. It means to turn to God. So now, what happens is like a lot of people are returned back on high, but they don't know they're high because they're not turning to God. Oh, Jesus. They still operating out of, watch this now, the stuff that was in their soul before God took them out of the kingdom, before God took them out of the kingdom of darkness, they're still operating like they're in the kingdom of darkness. Because why? Their soul is not being clear. Why? Because they have not turned to God. How do I turn to God? I turn to God by turning to his word. God and his word is one. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when I turn to his word, I turn to God. So now, watch this. I developed the character of Jesus. When I developed, watch this now, when I believe the word. I'm not trying to do the word to get faith. My faith is causing me to do the word. I'm not doing what I do to be saved, but because I'm saved, I'm doing what I'm doing. And then the anointing can flow. The anointing can flow. The anointing will only flow when I'm operating out of faith. And I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry to hear about so many people dying and so many people losing their loved ones and all this kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. God will not go against his word. And God will show me. They got bishops and pastors. They dying because why? They don't know the protocol. They don't know the order. They don't believe the finishing work of Jesus. They still was operating under the law. They thought if they did this here, God was going to do this here. Let me tell you something, baby. Jesus done it all for you. All you got to do is believe. Oh, I know. See, you got to have courage to say stuff like that in these days because we've been taught so much. We've been taught all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus fulfilled every. He got over 3,000 promises in the Bible. Jesus fulfilled all of them. We're not under the law no more. For example, watch this. You know the scripture say, if my people who are called by my name. Well, come on. That sound like, come on, somebody. Amen. So I'm praying to God about that. But I'm like, hold on now. You say, humble yourself, pray, seek your face, turn from your wickedness. God said, believe me, and all that will take place. The land is already healed. We're looking for God to heal something he done already healed. He done already healed the land. And when he's talking about the land, he's talking about your body. His body was broken so your body could be fixed. His blood, watch what his blood did. His blood condemned sin. Now, another word for condemn is confined. In other words, I was confined for 6 years. I was incarcerated. I couldn't move. I couldn't go where I wanted to go. That's what God did sin. Watch this. When you start believing what happened in the cross, you will see it as it is. That sin is confined. It's in jail. It can't touch you, baby. Can I go to New Orleans on y'all right now? It can't touch you, baby. Amen. It can't touch you. All you got to do now, the only requirement of a child of God is to believe. But what happens, we're trying to do something to impress God. God said, baby, no, baby, if you could impress me, I wouldn't have to send my son. Amen. That's why when the disciples came back and they said, oh, Jesus, even the demons are subject to him. They know so excited. And Jesus just broke their heart and said, look, hold on, don't get excited about that. Be excited that your name is written in the book of life. Ooh. And you don't believe me? So you never tell that kind of stuff out of the Bible. Is it still in there? Amen. If you tore out your Bible, go buy your new one. It's in there. Promise you. Luke 10:17, if you don't believe me. They came back, they were so excited. Ooh, the demons. Why did they were healing people with coronavirus? Uh-oh. Watch this, Pastor Veronica. They weren't even 3 years in it. Right. Why is it taking us so long? Why is it we're not allowing it to be priority. And we're not being taught how to make it priority. Amen. Amen. I'm just encouraging y'all today. I'm just encouraging y'all. Watch this. Lose sight of your physical image. Don't put on some questions. You got so many people, man. They put on clothes. They feel. You got women. I'm not picking on women, but you got men like that too. But men and women. I'm just gonna pick on the women right now. Women put on certain clothes. They feel so sexy. We are sexy. No man, you gonna be sexy without the clothes. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Right.
You got men. I see some brothers that put on a suit. Man, you can't tell them. You can't tell them something rascals. Not when they put those suits on, boy. Look, they get intelligent. They got a different kind of walk. Glory to God. Amen. I'm quite sure all of us like to dress and look good. Amen. I love to dress. Amen. But my dressing don't make me who I am. Believe in Jesus make me who I am. Come on, somebody.
That's it.
Believe in the finishing work of Jesus make me who I am. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And take courage to say stuff like that. Amen. I love y'all. Just know them bitches love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all still love me, right? Amen. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
It's basically what Mr. Saint said. Like he said, don't make sure you put the clothes on to say you're sexy. Remember, we make clothes look sexy. Clothes don't make us look sexy. Basically, what he's saying is this. Lift up your confidence. You have to, your self-confidence has to be greater than what it is. Okay? Mm. Don't wait for somebody to tell you to feel beautiful. You should already know that you're beautiful. You understand what I'm saying? Don't wait for the manifestation to know that it's already in
That's
you.
Right.
The healing is already in you. We have the power to heal. By his stripes we are healed. Yeah. It's already in you. Whatever you're seeking God for, it's already in you. Start thanking him for it. Start believing him for it. And you will see it manifested in your life. Amen? Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank Bishop and Pastor Veronica how they just broke that stuff down, because we are living in a time where the missionaries got to come out of the church, okay? Like, you can't say that you of God and you're scared to go up in a door, Pastor. I'm doing real missionary work, okay? I'm very picky. I don't do like the world standard do it. The only reason that I was fire wearing my mask is because it was mandatory. Because when I was at work, I said, I plead the blood on myself. I said, I'm a woman of God. I don't do masks. I don't do gloves. And I don't do hand sanitizer. I've been working for me for 41 years, and it's about knowing who you are in God, because they're going to try to make us get that vaccine. I'm not getting no vaccine. They're going to even try to make us get the trip. It's by law, but by being a saint. We can't do it the way that the world say do it, because that's what they want us to do. You cannot be fruitful in this time. I do ministry work outside every day. I'm in Family Dollar doing missionary work in spite of the virus. I'm at Super Lowe's doing missionary work in spite of the virus. I have this kind of faith. I'm crazy like Bishop. And I'm going to say crazy like Bishop, what I mean by that. I guess by the way that I lived, I wasn't scared when I was sinning. So I guess I'm not scared now, because how I'm not scared, Saints? I know God got me. I know that everything God promised me is still going to come to pass. I know for a fact, even with this coronavirus, that God is still going to do everything that he said he's going to do for me. And I believe like this for everybody that's on the line. I wear my mask because it's the law.
But I know, like Pastor Ron, because I know that it's the blood of Jesus that cover me. Because when I'm praying, because you got to lay hands on people. When you praying, you got to believe God. You got to believe when you touch them, it's God that's healing that person. When I'm walking out there, and people look at me like I'm crazy, ask me, do I care? When I'm speaking in tongues, walking around here praying all the time, they look at me, but guess what? They respect me. They see the God in me. They respect me more than they see the ones in church, because I'm out here doing real missionary work and fight what's going on. That's why the world wants to keep your eyes on Jesus. When you keep your eyes on the Lord, you ain't going to see. Peter started speaking because he took his eyes off God. When you take your eyes off God, you start worrying about your bills. When you take your eyes off God, you be like, oh, God, I'm long not want a husband. When you take your eyes off God, ooh, God, send me a woman. When you take your eyes off God, ooh, this bill needs to be paid. When you keep your eyes on the Lord, you don't start worrying. You don't see. Because your eyes is on the Lord. And that's what he gave me, Father, is the word that Pastor Veronica was bringing. And I agree with both of them. But my faith, I say it all the time. Like Bishop said, I can't be around scary saints. I'm saying it's a lot of scary saints. I can't be around scary saints. I can't. Because there's some people that need to know about Jesus. And they ain't going to know about Jesus. You hiding in the house with your mask. Okay? I can't hide. I'm outside now. I can't hide up in the house. I got to go tell about my God, what my God did for me. My God delivered me from everything. So I know he delivered me from everything. This virus. Okay, you know how many times I try to commit suicide, y'all? I'm still here. I wouldn't die then. I know for a fact I ain't going nowhere. Too much work that needs to be done. For God, not for me. Look, I want my crown. I want it. When I go to heaven, y'all, I want it all. Because when I'm down here, I know I got to suffer when I'm down here. So when I go, I want my crown. I want to relax like, God, I did everything that you told me to do. So, since y'all do know, just get it. The vaccine, they want to say, I'm not taking it, okay? They going to say, take this vaccine. I'm not taking it. They're going to say, you got to get the chip in your hand to go shopping, to pay bills. All of that's coming. Are we going to do what the world say do, or are we going to really trust God? Because this is here. The point he made me start thinking. I'm like, oh, am I going to take the chip, though? So it makes you think, saints. It may make us, are we going to really do what the world say do, or are we going to do what God say do? Because doing what God say do, it makes you look very crazy. But it means you really, really trust him. And he know the ones that's going to do and the ones that's not.
I just want to say a word, just to say a word of, it's so much encouragement that's going forth all over this call. I just want to say that it's already done. Yes. It's already done. And what do I mean by that? Whatever it is that we have on the altar before God, and as we are standing before him with faith,
yes.
his faith yes. that he's given unto us,
yes.
it's already done. And I say that because I said the same words of encouragement to my seven siblings.
Yes.
Because God had to first get me to get that situated in my spirit. That as I come to him, I got to know that when I come to him, like the Bible says, believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder to them who diligently seek him. And so when we come by faith, we already know. He already said that he heard us before we even called.
Yes.
And that when we call, he is already answered. And that he, our Heavenly Father, already know what we have need of before we even ask. And so
right.
I just thank God for all of this word.
Right.
We have been, some of us just echoing some of the same scriptures. And I thank God that we're just a few among many, among many who are in this body of Christ. And so I just thank him. And I'm so grateful just to be one of the ones. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that he has selected to be in the Lamb's Book of Life and has given us everything we need to do warfare and win every time. Hallelujah. And so
Hallelujah.
I just thank God that even from being on this prayer line, I'm just re-encouraged the more that it's already done. Before I got on this call, it was already done. While I'm sitting on this call, it's already done. And when we hang up, it's all
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you today. We appreciate you, Father. We appreciate you for what you've already done, Father. We appreciate you for the healing today, Father. We appreciate you for the deliverance today, Father. We appreciate you for your presence today, Father. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, Father. We appreciate you for being our provider, our protector, and our priest. We appreciate you, Father. We appreciate you, Father. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for the anointing that you've given us, oh God. We appreciate you for making us and giving us all power over the enemy, Father. We appreciate you today. So Satan, we serve you notice today. Your demonic acts, your deception, your perverted acts, your confusion, we rebuke it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast you down right now. We cast down all illness. All illness, right now, we cast it down. And then, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the power to speak your word. I speak increase in every soul on this line, Lord God. Increase in your wisdom. Increase in your knowledge. Increase in your understanding. Father, we just appreciate you today for it. We appreciate you for your counsel. We appreciate you, Father. We appreciate you for the blood that was shed, Father. We appreciate you, Father. We just give you glory today. Is you worthy to be more abundantly? We appreciate you today, Father. We appreciate you for freedom, Father. Freedom in our minds. Freedom in our hearts, Father. Freedom, Lord God. We appreciate you. We appreciate you that nothing can hurt us, nothing can harm us when we believe in you. So today, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for letting thy kingdom come and thy will be done in our life as it is in heaven, Lord God. Peace that surpasses all understanding and knowledge, Father. Thank you for the peace. Peace in our mind, peace in our hearts, Father. We thank you for purifying us, Lord God. Thank you for making us complete in you, Lord God. Nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken in our life, Father. We appreciate you. Appreciate you for the eyes to see as you see, Father. Ears to hear as you hear, Father. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We give you reverence. We thank you for guiding us and teaching us and helping us, comforting us. We appreciate you. We appreciate you today. And Father, we give you glory for it today, Father. We bless your name today. And Lord God, I thank you for every soul on this line, Father. Every soul on this line, Father, I thank you that their mind, their will, and their emotions, Lord God, your word will invade, Lord God, to take over, Father. And we give you glory because your word says, seek ye first the kingdom and all your righteousness. All these things will be added that we need in this life. But Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the light of the world. So today, Lord God, we choose to let your light shine, Lord God, that man may see our good works and give you the glory. But we know that there's nothing impossible for us. So today, Lord God, we choose you. We choose you. We choose you, Father. Touch their families, Lord God. Breathe down upon their families. Breathe down on those who might be rebelling, Lord God. Breathe down on those who might have fear in their heart, Father. Breathe down upon them today. I thank you. I declare your breath upon them today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. But we know that is already done. Every problem, every situation is already fixed. So today we declare your glory upon it. And we plead your blood. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Lady Prevo.
Amen.
Lady Prevo. Lady Prevo. Elder Prevo. Hallelujah. Keep going. Lady Prevo. Elder Prevo. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your presence.
Yes.
Being felt on the line, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit flowing freely. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the prayers have already been answered, that you answered our prayers before we even asked you, Lord. And we believe it today, Lord, for you said in your word that whatever you so desire when you pray, believe that you have received,
yes,
and you shall have it. We believe it today, Lord. We believe we have received that salvation. We believe we have received that deliverance. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we believe we have received that healing, that increase, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We believe it today, Lord, and we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you
right
for
now.
Saving that family member. Hallelujah. We thank you for saving that loved one, Lord. Hallelujah. We just praise you. We just magnify you. We just lift your name up high and holy. You are truly worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, that if we lift your name up, that you would draw all men unto you. We lift you up tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. You are truly worthy. Hallelujah, to be praised. So we shout hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, the highest praise that we can give. Hallelujah, because we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah, we can't praise you enough. Hallelujah, we can't magnify you enough for the things that you have done. Hallelujah, for the things that you have done that we have not yet to be seen. Hallelujah, and we praise you for it tonight. And we will continue to magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, I thank you for each soul on this live tonight, oh Father. Father, above all, I thank you for who you are, oh Father. Father, I thank you for being an Alpha. I thank you for being Omega. I thank you for being the beginning, in the end, in the first, and the last, oh Father. Father, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord, oh Father. Father, I thank you for what you're doing throughout the earth, oh Father. I thank you that we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, oh Father, we shall fear no evil, because your word and your staff shall comfort us all the days of our life, oh Father. Father, I thank you for not being a man that you shall lie, neither son of man that you shall have to repent. If you said it, Father, said it not be so, oh Father. And Father, I stand in here thanking you for your mercy, thanking you for your grace that we are so undeserving of, oh Father. I just thank you for the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood, oh Father. Oh, the Lord, shield. If it wasn't for the blood, what would we be, oh Father? We thank you for your unchanging hand, oh Father. We thank you, Father, for what you are doing right now, what you have already done, oh Father, what has already been finished, and we just thank you above all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Father, once again, as humble as we know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that we've done or said, it's not like you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we just want to thank you for this time that we spent talking about you, worshiping you, and praising you in the name of Jesus, God. And I pray you continue to touch everyone that's on this prayer line with the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus, in every household, God. And I just thank you, God, for being so good, allowing us to lack nothing, God. Everybody has something to eat. In the name of Jesus, even enough money, in the name of Jesus, even our health as well, in the name of Jesus, God, it's in your all service of you, God. We're going to continue to minister to your people. We're going to be the missionaries. We're going to go out and talk about the goodness of the Lord so people will be healed, delivered, set free, God. And we just thank you for just being so good, God. You don't owe us nothing, God, but you are so good. You give us everything and much more in the name of Jesus, God. And you are worthy to be praised. And Lord, I just thank you, Father God, as we depart from the prayer line, but not from your presence, Father. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised. In your precious son, Jesus' name, amen and amen. And once again, everyone, my name is Valencia Scott. I'm the host of this prayer line. Pastor Imani Bryant, she is the co-host of this prayer line, also bishop as well. We will be back again Monday at 5 p.m. The prayer line is Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 5 p.m. If y'all want some more Jesus, I will be on Elder Prevo line at 9 o'clock. I'm bringing a word about the Terminator. I'm be talking about the enemy, the Terminator. God has given me ways to interpret movies. So that'll be at 9 o'clock if anybody wants some more Jesus. God got to bring forth their word. But I just want to thank everyone for calling in. We will meet again Monday at 5 o'clock. Everyone be blessed. Everyone is dismissed. Amen.
Hey, you said 9 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, 9 p.m. tonight. Yep, 9 tonight.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Y'all have a great, awesome, amazing evening on purpose.
Amen. Yes, bless you, Bishop. Bless you. Pass the money. Father Susan, bye, everyone.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bless you.